Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora. Or head on over to the website AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the articles and podcasts, and please share those on social media. Thank you all for joining Rob and I tonight. We are excited for you to be joining us for another great discussion here on America Out Loud. In case you didn't already know, our show is Monday to Friday at 9 Eastern, 8 Central on the America Out Loud channel on iHeartRadio, or you can head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com and listen on your web browser. You know, Rob, the first thing I want to talk about tonight is this group marching in Washington, D.C. recently. They referred to themselves as the Patriot Front. This is either some fringe group with next to no social media presence, Antifa, or feds once again trying to rally Trump supporters up and add proof to this insurrection narrative. Seems awfully convenient. It is at the same time that we see this January 6th committee ratcheting things up. They were all masked up with shields and police escorts, maybe 100, 200 people with these white masks pulled over their face. The entire thing looked very coordinated and staged to me. It just seems like they're trying to provoke Trump supporters into acting out with stupid stunts like this and keep attention off of narratives like Darren Brooks that we just seen happen last week. Rob, what are your thoughts on this Patriot Front marching in Washington, D.C.?
Well, first of all, I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in tonight. As we always say, we do thank you for listening and for sharing the broadcast and the podcast once the broadcast is aired. Now, you say, what are my thoughts on this, whatever it was taking place in D.C.? I have no thoughts at all on it whatsoever. How many people showed up? 100 people. Who cares? I don't care. People are free to assemble. What's the big deal? Why is it getting news coverage? Well, it's getting news coverage, as you said. They want to get Trump supporters all riled up. They want to be able to identify them with Trump. And I was just looking on the internet right before we came on, and they've already started saying they're a white supremacy group. Yeah, but what about Black Lives Matter and Antifa? Who are they? What are we going to call them? I am more concerned with the individuals that were protesting at the home of the judge who's overseeing the Kim Potter trial. Kim Potter, the police officer from Minneapolis, who accidentally shot Dante Wright. There was a group of individuals that showed up at the judge's house trying to scare her into allowing cameras in the courtroom. Why do they want cameras in the courtroom? When this judge came out and said that her name is Regina Hsu, she said that she's not going to allow cameras in the courtroom. And she probably knows that if she allows camera in the courtroom, it'll be a lot of theatrics. The prosecutors will probably put on theatrics so that people will see what's happening, as opposed to presenting the case the way it should be presented. They want cameras in the courtroom so that someone can pan over and put a camera on the jurors so that they can intimidate the jurors, so that they can come out and say, we got your picture. We know who you are. And the same way we came to the judge's house, we will come to your house. So you better make certain that you already vote guilty, guilty, guilty. I'm more concerned with that. Because when I look at the situation, at what happened to Dante Wright on that fateful morning, Dante Wright, who had a rap sheet, Dante Wright, who was in a car and he was told to stop, but decided, hey, I can risk it. I don't care if there are police officers that are here trying to stop me. I don't care that there are police officers who have guns, who probably have tasers. I can outrun them. And let's say I'm able to outrun them. They still have a warrant out for my arrest. So Dante, what were you running from? If you did nothing wrong, why were you running? These are the questions that we have to ask ourselves. These are the questions that we should ask people who are constantly saying that the police are after us. And if I might add, Dante Wright, not that it matters, his dad was Black, his mom was white. But by definition, according to the liberals, he has to be a Black man. Go figure, discuss it amongst yourselves. I don't have time to go into it now. But what I will talk about is what happened that day. Now, Miss Potter, Kim Potter, I'm sure she thought that she was reaching for her taser because she said, Andrew, taser, I will tase you. Once she shot him, she said, oh my gosh. And you could hear the concern in her voice that does not sound like a person who deliberately want to shoot a man. Now, I don't know if she thought he was a black man or a white man or a Hispanic man. When you look at him, he could be a cross between the two. She was just looking at this as a suspect. I need to contain him. We told him to get out. He was getting out the car, and then he decided to jump in the car. Now, she wanted to tase him, not shoot him. I do believe that.
This was right after the George Floyd situation.
Right too. After George and, Floyd,
and yes. No cop in America wanted to be caught shooting a black man. They knew that was a possible death sentence.
Right. Well, not only a black man, like I said, Andrew. I mean, from where I was looking, I couldn't tell if it was a black man, a white man, or a Hispanic man. I don't think any cop wanted to be seen shooting any man at that point. But of course, the media is going to dress it up. Is that she woke up that morning and tried to kill him the same way they deal with Kyle Rittenhouse, that he was a white supremacist. Never mind the fact that the people that he shot, three people, one of them didn't die, but two of the others, a child molester and a guy who beat the heck out of his family, tried to attack him. He had to defend himself, which is what he did. But the media, white supremacy, why is it white supremacy? Well, it is. Now, if you were to ask people the race of the men that he shot, they would all say black. Andrew, I thought they were black also when I first heard about the case. But even then, my position was still the same. He was defending himself. A day later, I found out that they were white. Then I found out their backgrounds. And then I immediately said, next, he was defending his life. It was him or them. Now, of course, the crazy prosecutor in the case, thanks to George Soros, who funded these individuals. And as I said on the show a couple of days ago, people should go after George Soros. He is a reason why your family members aren't alive today. If you've lost someone due to violence, George Soros, a billionaire, he's worth $9 billion. George Soros, go after him and his billions. He's 91 years old. He will soon be dying. But go after him now. And if he dies before then, go after the estate. George Soros should be held culpable for these deaths because he is responsible for implanting these district of attorneys that care nothing about the rule of law. George Soros. Back to Dante Wright and Kim Potter. I don't believe she woke up that morning saying, I'm going to kill a black guy. I'm looking for a black kid. I just got to kill him. Why would she even think that? Why would anyone think that in this day and age? The children in this day and age, Andrew, I was thinking about it the other day, have grown up in the most diverse country ever. The most diverse country, the most diverse people that you could meet, ideas and whatnot. This whole thing, this notion of racism, it's so far and few in between. I mean, you can't even see it. Now, some of the older people probably still have those crazy ideas. And when I say older people, I mean the older liberals that are out there, because they hold on to those ideas. Look at Senator Byrd, who went from being the Grand Wizard or something of the KKK to being a Democrat. Now, he's dead now. But Hillary Clinton said that she learned a lot from him. Joe Biden said that he learned a lot from him. I guess they learned how to be a racist on the down low. Even Barack Obama sung his praises. So, you know, all that down low stuff, there's a lot that goes on in the Democratic Party. But back to Kim Potter. I don't believe she woke up saying that she wanted to kill someone. And if we were just to allow justice to play out, as opposed to trying to intimidate people like this young man did, going to the judge's house and saying, hey, do you want to keep your house? We'll come after you. Why would he do that? Now, they have since arrested him, Andrew. But as I said, I'm not concerned about the people that were in D.C. that dressed alike. I mean, who knows who they are? Probably some makeshift group that decided, oh, let's get together and do this. I am more concerned about the individuals that were supporting this guy that were going in trying to intimidate the judge. I don't care if there were 10 of them. You can get all their names and you can arrest them. I'm more concerned about the flash mobs, the smash and grab mobs of people going to these high-end stores and stealing. Only to find out that, oh, well, they arrested six people. Six people out of 80? And you saw all of the cars and the drivers, the driver's plates? I'm concerned about that. Why haven't those people been arrested?
Yeah, I saw a video from that where the looters were literally getting in fights with other looters. They were fighting over stuff that they were stealing. I mean, it's just gotten completely out of control out there in San Francisco.
Hey, man, you got to protect your loot by any means necessary. Someone tries to move in on your turf. Hey, you got to say, step back, Jack. This is mine. I'm going to take this and I'm going to put this on eBay. I'm going to put this on. What is the other site that people sell things on? I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to sell my stuff. Yeah, I'm going to sell my stuff. And if you see that they're selling it, why don't the government go in and confiscate it? I mean, they're running all of these, you know, intels on Trump supporters, running these intels on school parents because they want to know what their kids are being taught. A parent, I want to know what my kid is being taught. Okay, we need to run an intel. They might be white supremacists. They might be part of a terrorist group. But you can go out and you can steal high-end items and not a darn thing will happen to you. You can go out and you can threaten law officers, police, burn up police cars, burn up police precincts, burn up other people's properties, tear it up, take over parts of city. Now, I don't know if they still have that little makeshift city in Oregon whereby they decided, oh, we're going to create our own nation. Is it still there? I don't know. I haven't heard anything. But you can do this and nothing happens. There is no act for your bad behavior. Oh, go ahead. We don't have time. We're busy trying to go after parents who want to make certain that their kids are being taught properly. We're busy going after law-abiding citizens. We're busy going after people who are trying to protect their family from thugs. We're going to go after them because we don't want them to protect their families. We want them just to be open and let the criminals go in and do whatever they want to do to them. Look at the famous guy in LA whose wife was killed. Beverly Hills. What in the heck happened there? And like clockwork, I suspected it. The culprit, a black man. Another black man acting out. You look at New York City. Hate crimes. Asian hate crimes. Black men. Now, there was one white guy, I think. But the others were all black. But when they talk about hate crime, they want you to think it's the boogeyman, white man who's doing it. When in actuality, it's the black man attacking the Asians, attacking the Jews, attacking judges, wanting to put fear in judges because you want the judge to rule the way you want them to rule. I am so glad that the jurors in Kyle Rittenhouse came to the correct verdict. The Ahmaud Arbery case in Georgia, the three men that killed the black guy, they arrived at the right verdict. So justice does work because those three white men, a former police officer and his son and friend, you can't take the law in your own hands. Who the heck do you think you are? Well, we're trying to protect the community. Dodo bird, dummy, stupid, call the police, get back. So they deserve to go to jail. And I don't care for how long, send them away. The justice system worked then. And the man's father, the decedent's father, came out and said, all lives matter. Much to the chagrin of many on the left, they didn't want him to say that. They wanted him just to say Black Lives Matter so they could keep a thing going. Ben Crump didn't like it. Oh, don't say that. All lives matter. Let's move back to Minnesota. Kim Potter. police officer. She had to hire private security, had to get a fence erected around her home because of the threats from probably Black Lives Matter and Antifa and all the other folks that are on the Democrats' list to wreak havoc on you. If you want justice to prevail, why are you going after her? If she did wrong, let the justice system take care of it. But no, we're gonna do it our way. We want to sway the jurors. And then when a Black man gets in jail, oh, it's not fair. Look at the Black men who are coming out of jail now because they were apparently erroneously charged or put in jail when it didn't happen. What they said happened. The author of The Lovely Bones, she accused a Black man some years ago and said that he raped her. Apparently, they said that it was the first Black man she saw, and she was traumatized. They had the jury. They had the trial. He was convicted. Now, I would think that they would have been able to use DNA, but at the time, they didn't. So I don't know if he got off this time because of DNA or because they said that there was a Netflix special, and they looked at it, and that they couldn't tie him there. Okay. He's out now. It's unfortunate what happened. And I hope he walks a straight and narrow path. And I hope he didn't do it. But we have to allow justice to prevail. But when you have people like these flash mobs that are going around stealing, burning down buildings, burning down things, tearing things up, and then our justice system does not go after them out of fear, it's wrong because you're sending out the wrong signal. You're saying you can do this and we're not going to do anything. So I think about this police officer, Potter, and this trial that's coming up. And I'm sure people will be on the outside protesting and tearing down things. And you better come back with the guilty verdict. You better. But why not just let justice prevail? I don't see any of you guys protesting Jesse Smollett. And all of the evidence Andrew presents to the fact that he lied. Jesse lied. The media, CNN, fake news CNN. Well, we know that Chris Cuomo won't be able to cover it anymore because he's not there. He did himself in, trying to help out his brother. Yes, we're going to talk about it as much as we can because it's shameful. It just exposes the truth as to who these people actually are. And as I said, had he been able to get away with it, he would have gotten away with it. He would still be on the air. So he won't be able to cover Jesse Smollett. He won't be able to cover the Kim Potter trial. He won't be able to do it. So the others will not cover it. They won't talk about it. Why aren't you outside protesting and telling Jesse, tell the truth. Why are you putting us through all this? You're putting the city through all this. Kim Fox, it's your fault also. What is she thinking? Because she was like, let's just let it go. But he lied. He lied on a segment of the population. Just imagine what people would have done to them. Black Lives Matter and Antifa attacking Trump supporters. Because Jesse said that in liberal Chicago, in the stark of winter, some folks with MAGA hats on came up shouting MAGA and said, this is MAGA country. Well, if it's MAGA country, why the heck didn't they vote for President Trump, Andrew? I mean, didn't they get the menu that they were in MAGA country? But they didn't vote for Trump. But Jesse said that they told him and they put a noose around his neck. Why aren't people outside protesting asking Jesse to tell the truth? Well, not even tell the truth because we have the truth. Or just tell him to stop the farce. It's over. What are you doing? No one is out there protesting this trial. No one is demanding that we want cameras in the courtroom. Every day, this young man walks up to the courthouse, strutting, knowing that he lied, thinking, hey, I'm going to get away with this. And if they don't convict him, give him an Oscar. Because he should be convicted and sent away. I mean, what is a prison sentence going to be like? Like 8 years or something? And, you know, Andrew, even if they were to convict him, they will probably try to get him off. You know, they'll probably say, oh, let's see if we can keep him out of jail. But let's just play it out. Let's say that he goes to jail. He'll write songs from behind the prison wall. He'll come back, this great figure, and they'll give him a talk show, and he'll be on all the talk shows saying, oh, I survived. This was injustice, as opposed to just telling the truth. I lied. Lee Daniels, who was a producer of the show Empire, had said he was my son. He has since walked back from him and have said, shame on you.
Yeah.
And a few others.
He might like shacking up with some of the guys in there, but Kamala Harris, do not forget, right after this Jussie Smollett incident took place, she said, Jussie Smollett is one of the kindest, most gentle human beings I know. I'm praying for his quick recovery. This was an attempted modern day lynching. No one should have to fear for their life because of their sexuality or the color of their skin. We must confront this hate. This is exactly why he is facing these charges, because there was reaction like this all over the country thinking that this was a hate hoax. And they're blaming President Trump and his supporters. It was completely ridiculous. I personally smelled BS right from the get-go.
And he's yet to apologize. He is yet to apologize. Maybe if he were to apologize, people would say, okay, let's give him a second chance. But instead, they doubled down on it. And they said, well, just imagine when you're living in a racist country and all these things are happening to you, and it's going to make you to lie simply because you wanted a bigger paycheck and you wanted people to think that the show was all about you. I mean, there have been a lot of actors and actresses who felt that the show is about me and I want more money. But to create this whole thing that he did, and Andrew, we have to remember that initially he sent a letter to himself. But people saying, we don't like you and we're going to get you.
Trying I forgot to about that.
There is a whole nother layer of lies here. He sent a letter to himself, hoping that it would make the producers think, oh man, we better keep him on the show. Because he thought they were going to write him off, remember? At the end of one season, a lot of people didn't watch it. I had started up watching it. I'm like, this is crazy. But apparently, they thought that they were going to take him off the show because he was asking for more money. He thought that he was more than what he actually was. But then once he realized he wasn't going to get the money, after he sent the letter to himself, he concocted this entire thing. What, let's say that people were attacking me and we can tie it into President Trump, because right now people are talking about racism and all this, and I'm sure that'll get me the publicity. And once I get the money, I'll give you guys some money. Failing to realize that no one knew who he was. It was all in his head. But you mentioned Kamala Harris. She wasn't the only politician. Even Joe Biden at the time said that my heart goes out to, and I'm paraphrasing, to Jussie Smollett, and that this is America 2020 or 2019, whenever it happened, and that he should not be encountering this type of racism. And it starts at the top, alluding to President Trump, as if President Trump knew who Jussie was. Now, of course, Jussie had a Twitter account, and he's on Twitter firing up all these messages. Oh, the orange man this and the orange man that, and we don't like you, and we don't like you. And see, the only reason why he was doing it, Andrew, because then at the time, that was the thing to do, to get attention. Attack President Trump and you get attention. Say this about President Trump and you get attention. Look at all the careers that have been made off of attacking President Trump. Look at the late night TV hosts who were going down in the ratings, but they attacked Trump, and man, their ratings just escalated. And that's all they had to do. And that's all they ever did day in and day out. Their shows were about President Trump, and the people who would go there, they all wanted to buy down at the knees of these folks because they knew, hey, they're going to talk about President Trump. And when Jimmy Fallon refused to do it, he saw his ratings tanking. And where did it get them? A little moment of fame, backing all these lies, constantly having people on the show that were telling lies about Trump. Trump this, Trump that. Trump. Let's just trump up some stuff. That is the reason why Jussie did it. I was going after 45, as I said on one of our previous shows.
I come really, really hard against 45, he said.
On his Twitter account. Dude, who's looking at your Twitter account? Do you actually think President Trump is reading your Twitter? Do you actually think that you're that important? So it just takes me back to where we started with all this, Andrew. Tim Potter and Dante Wright and the folks that you're talking about in D.C. who are trying to restore America, take back the White House. I don't know. The misguided folks there. I'm sure that they had a cause. I don't want to make light of them. I don't want them to think I'm making fun of them. Okay, because we all have a right to protest. But you know what, Andrew? They were doing it peacefully. They weren't tearing down things. They weren't burning up things like Antifa and Black Lives Matter in the spring and summer of 2020. Fast forward up to date, the guy in Minnesota who's trying to intimidate the judge to let cameras in the courtroom so that they can intimidate the jurors, intimidate the judge to get the verdict that they want, to find Kim Potter guilty. When, in my humble opinion, she made a mistake. It was manslaughter. A man's life is gone. But to say she did it willingly, deliberately, because of hate?
No way.
In this environment, everything is not about hate. Sometimes we make honest mistakes. Now, should she go to jail with manslaughter? You know, I don't know. I would say
no.
What? Of course, you got to say no. Now, I didn't say that, folks. Andrew said that. I mean, mistakes are costly. And don't get me wrong when I say this, make this analogy. If I were on a job and I lost a $1 million account, I would probably get fired. Okay? So let's fast forward to what she did. There's a lot of stress on the job. And police, we all make mistakes. A life has been taken. Her career is over. What more has to happen to her? He himself, the decedent, Dante Wright, has to take responsibility in this also. All he had to do was listen and follow orders and live to see another day. His actions had consequences. If anything, perhaps fire her, take away her pension, which is also hard, but does she deserve time in jail? That's really hard. Maybe a week, a month, because someone's life is gone, and it was manslaughter. It was because of her carelessness. If she gets it, she shouldn't get like 12 years and 10 years. No, that's just... The punishment doesn't fit the crime. So, you know, it's hard. But a life has been gone, lost because of her carelessness. But I don't think that there was malcontent there. Definitely manslaughter. So, you know, what if she had had a wreck and killed someone? Would that person go to jail? No, I don't think that person should go to jail. It wasn't done deliberately. So if I look at it from that viewpoint, Andrew, I would say, no, she should not go to jail. Because it was an honest mistake, I think, from me looking at it and from reading about this. But Dante Wright and all the other boys and girls that are out there, be they Black, white, Hispanic, green, purple, when the police says stop, you stop. Don't try to fight the police. Just stop. That's all I can say, Andrew.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very sad situation. And as you said, I don't think she had any hate in her heart. She just made a mistake. Unfortunately, I don't have a perfect record. I've made mistakes at work, but most of us, we get reprimanded or fired. Unfortunately, her consequences are she can go to prison. I mean, that's what these police officers have to go through. You're tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
Because of COVID-19, many Americans worry about their health 4 times a day. That's 112 times per month. But by simply keeping our immune system strong, we can stay healthy and put our worries at ease. One little known way to do this is by taking AC11, a patented supplement from a plant in the Amazon rainforest. Studied for over 20 years and backed by over 40 scientific peer-reviewed studies, taking AC11 has been proven to extend the life of immune cells called leukocytes, allowing you to boost immunity naturally. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of AC11. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
The cancel culture is determined to destroy our history, bringing violence and terror to city streets. America Out Loud will enhance its own message of love and honor for the American traditions and constitutional values that have always been the backbone of what America means: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
I'm excited to talk about a new product from Healthy Cell, AC11. This is a patented bioactive extract of Uncaria tomentosa from the Amazon rainforest. It supports cell DNA repair and health span. It's a dietary supplement. I'm excited to try it. Many are interested in longevity and attenuation of senescence. We know that telomere length and other biologic measures are related to senescence in clinical and preclinical studies, particularly of animal models. And I can tell you as a doctor, dietary supplements do hold the promise of attenuating repair and damage in our body due to stress, physical wear and tear, sunlight, etc. And there's a tremendous opportunity for supplements to help us in this area. And so Healthy Cell has brought a product to market for you to try as part of your health portfolio. So please go to HealthyCell.com and in the promotional code, list out loud for 20% off your first purchase of products from Healthy Cell. Let's get real. Let's get loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
And we're back after dark with Rob and Andrew. I'm glad that you join us for our second half of our show. Really did enjoy the first half, talking about the double standards in the media and in our law as well when it comes to looking at who the government or the police or the FBI are looking at when it comes to protest. It seems as if though they're always looking at the right, trying to see what we're doing, as opposed to looking at the actual individuals that are committing crime. Now, that just dovetails into my next topic that we want to talk about, and that's the Beijing Olympics. Now, there has been backwards and forward as to whether or not America should be participating, considering all of the human rights violations against the Uyghurs and other individuals in China, Chinese against their own people. Not to mention this whole COVID-19 scare, the China virus. You know, if we're going to cause people in America or require them to stay inside, to wear a mask and be vaccinated, why are we trying to jump over to China where this virus originated? Shouldn't there be some concern that if we send our people there, vaccinated or not, they might bring out another variant of this virus? Is no one thinking about this? I mean, Andrew, just think, why would we let our people go there? And why would our Olympians want to go there? Considering that that's where the virus originated. Well, I worked for all these years. I want to be able to compete now. Okay, fine. I got it. But do you want to compete in a country that you could possibly get sick? And if you get sick, they might not let you come back. They might quarantine you there. There shouldn't even be a discussion about this. It should just be, we're not going. Look at the tennis star who came out and said that someone within the Shanghai Jinping's administration sexually harassed her, forced her to have sex with him. She disappeared. She came back on video signing autographs, but we haven't seen her. Quiet as it's kept, LeBron James hasn't said a darn thing about it. The NBA hasn't said a darn thing about it. Our American companies that are there, Apple, haven't said a darn thing about it. Bloomberg, who's there, who's a billionaire, who makes a lot of money off the Chinese, hasn't said one thing about it. They're all quiet. But when it comes to this make-believe racism in America, they're all hands on deck with an opinion. But when it comes to China, absolutely nothing from Nike, from Bloomberg, from Apple, the NBA, LeBron James. LeBron James can talk about everybody else. He can talk about Kyle Rittenhouse, and he was crying fake tears. Mr. Softskin himself, who had fans kicked out of a basketball game because he claimed, they said, that his son's going to die. Oh, kick them out. Mr. LeBron James, who's grabbing his junk after winning a game to show that, hey, I'm the GOAT, who got fined $15,000, should have fined him more, should have kicked him out. Mr. LeBron James, who just contracted COVID-19, I think he's okay now. But quiet as is kept, we want to go to the Olympic Games. Now, Biden is saying, okay, we're not going to go. We're going to pull back our athletes. Dude, you should have done that from day one. You should never entertain the idea of our athletes going there. Communist China. And why? We don't know what these guys are doing there. China is threatening to take over Taiwan. They don't want to recognize Taiwan. And just to give you guys a little background on it, many years ago, Taiwan was a part of China. And they got their own independence. Now the Chinese want them back. Why do they want them back? What do they need with them? Why do they need Hong Kong? I mean, I don't get these people. Why do other countries want to take over another country? Well, it's going to protect our borders. Yeah, but then when you take over, you just like destroy the country. Look at Russia and Ukraine. They're threatening to go into Ukraine. They have troops, I think about 170,000 troops on the border of Ukraine. Biden is speaking to Vladimir Putin. I would like to be a fly on that wall. He's already spoke to the president of China, Xi Jinping. Oh, we're old buddies. Yeah, and he probably bullied you.
Many times, probably.
Yeah, they see straight through Biden. They know that this guy is weak. We all know that Biden is weak. Let's not kid ourselves. The media knows it also. He's weak. But yet and still, they allow the man who thinks that Dr. Fauci Fraud is the president, who thinks that his wife is his sister and his sister his wife, who thinks that Hunter Biden, a wannabe porn star, who has dealings with China and Ukraine and the Russians, one of the mayor's wives of Russia, thinks that he, Hunter Biden, is the smartest man he's ever met. Well, so much for Barack Obama. I guess he's not smart enough. Hunter Biden is the smartest man. No, I just want to do this analysis real quick. If we feel that we should protect Chris Cuomo because he tried to cover for Andrew Cuomo, I guess that's the same logic we're using or applying for Joe Biden and his son. He knows that his son is a screw up. He knows that his son is a druggie, but I'm going to protect her by all means necessary. So if that's the case, it's like whatever he does, we don't care because that's his son. And he's already lost one son. So we've got to protect this son. I don't think so. If the dirty rascal is a dirty rascal, he's a dirty rascal, plain and simple. But of course, Merrick Garland isn't going to go after him because Merrick Garland is too busy trying to make certain or to secure the future of his daughter because his daughter's husband is pushing the CRT curriculum, school material, and he's getting millions of dollars from different schools for selling it to them. So, you know, he's got to protect his daughter's future. Talk about doggone white privilege. And I keep saying this, Andrew. We talk about white privilege and we see it being played out in our, before our very eyes. And you have these black pundits, black talking heads like Joy Reid, Al Sharpton, and Don Lemon, who will say absolutely nothing about it. And then this other gal on MSNBC, she's constantly talking about it. But when you see it's played out and you can name names, they won't do it. They're quiet. It's like, really? There's your white privilege right there. There is your white privilege right there. Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, but you won't say anything. Mika Brzezinski, she won't say anything. Like, really?
Yeah, and have you seen this recent outrage with the Salvation Army supposedly endorsing critical race theory in their new guide? Apparently, Salvation Army is saying that this isn't a company-wide thing. It's just happened to come out in a group of Salvation Armies. It's saying that it's Let's Talk About Racism guide has been a misunderstanding. They said the group hopes Christians will lament, repent, and apologize for biases or racist ideologies held and actions committed. There is an urgent need for Christians to evaluate racist attitude and practices in light of our faith and to live faithfully in today's world, the statement continued. A lot of controversy came out because the guide also pushed for critical race theory, and the Salvation Army claims that they do not endorse critical race theory. They made a statement afterwards, but we're just seeing this leak all over our society. Even in a great organization like Salvation Army, people are trying to make it political and push the CRT crap on our children.
Yeah, I saw that, Andrew, and I'm going to have to stop giving to the Salvation Army because they're going completely left, too far left. When you have an organization that's helping people, and then you start coming up with these crazy ideas. And you know what? As I've said before, when you look at a lot of these companies and you look at who's heading these companies, they were children that were born in the 70s and the 80s who were indoctrinated into thinking this way, into believing this way. Years ago, when we were in school, they had this thing called the Weekly Reader. And the Weekly Reader was like a newspaper for kids. It would tell kids what's happening in the world. And I noticed that when I look back on it, and I thought the same thing then, that they were always talking about the world is coming to an end because we're polluting and we're doing this. A lot of kids bought that, what do they call it, ship and sink or whatever, an anchor. They bought it. They fell for it. And they believed it. And they took that with them throughout their years in school. Now these same kids are in positions of power and they're running things. And they feel that this is their opportunity to push this crazy agenda. Now they're not thinking that, wait a minute, they told me back then 20 years ago that the world was going to be over and I'm still here. They're not thinking that AOC said that in 6 years, the country would be gone and we're still here. They don't see Nancy Pelosi, who's talking about global warming and the oceans drying up, buying a $20 million beachfront property in Florida. They don't see Barack Obama buying beachfront property on Martha's Vineyard, but he's telling you that the world is going to end. They're buying all these fancy cars. They're going on all these fancy trips, but they're telling you the world is going to end. Stay at home. It makes absolutely no sense. So when I look at some place like the Red Cross, that has done a lot of good. And I look at the people who are at the top, the people at the top have been brainwashed. And now they're trying to push that brainwashing on down. It's like cascading down, but I refuse to accept it. And you should refuse it also because it makes absolutely no sense. It is a bunch of hogwash. And they want you to think that things are all messed up and that the world is crumbling down. There's a new movie that's coming out with Leonardo DiCaprio and Meryl Streep. And like clockwork, what are they talking about? Oh, the world is ending. And they claim that they're going to the TV shows and they're talking to the journalists and the journalists are making light of it. No, no, no. All these journalists that are out there, where they're not journalists, they're talk show hosts, they're buying into this. They're saying that global warming is racism. They're saying that bridges are racism, that the water supply is racist, trees are racist, bugs are racist, birds are racist. Everything is racism. And you know why? Because they feel that, hey, when we talk about racism, people wake up. It scares them. And we can get them to mobilize and to act. So let's just tie everything into racism, and then we can push our agenda. And people who aren't smart, who aren't bright, fall for it every time. We've got to wake up. This is the mantra. This is what they're going to use to redefine the country, racism. let's get rid of Christmas because it's racism. Why is it racism? Because it's a white man giving people gifts. Never mind the fact that in the Caribbean, they talk about the kings. I think it's the four kings. Never mind that other places talk about something else, the Christmas holiday. But we've got to get rid of Christmas. We're not going to say Christmas. We're going to say Merry Xmas. We're going to say Happy Holidays. And the schools today, here in the East or in the liberal states, they want kids used to have Christmas parties. They used to have a Christmas program to mark the ending of that school term. They no longer have it because it's offensive. I can understand that some kids don't celebrate Christmas, but you don't have to celebrate it to respect someone else who doesn't. I don't celebrate Elfert, but yet and still it's on the school calendar. And kids get out for it, and the schools love talking about it. Oh, and bring your ideas and share with us what it's about. But we can't talk about Christmas. Why? Because it talks about Jesus Christ. Okay, that's fine. But can't you respect the fact that I do celebrate it? That it is my holiday? This is what these guys have done. So when you mention the Red Cross, again, I'm just tying all this in because I think people see this, they look at it in segments. They look at it in blocks, like they're disjointed, but they're not disjointed. As a matter of fact, they're all connected in one thing. And it's by design to tear apart the country, to tear apart our values, to tear apart who we are. And if they're successful, if they're able to do it, they would have won. And we have to push back. We have to be wise and realize what they are doing. And that is the reason why. On After Dark with Robin Andrew, we talk about this consistently and continuously because that's what's happening. Like the 13 soldiers that were killed in Afghanistan that Biden doesn't want to talk about, and no one else is talking about it. Those poor lives, and their families probably got like $10,000 apiece. Meanwhile, they're pushing almost $500,000 for illegal aliens. And for what? For absolutely nothing. They're just going to give it to them so that they will vote Democrat.
Yeah. And the economy. That situation in Afghanistan's got to be the biggest foreign policy disaster in the history of our country. And we had people like interpreter Fanu Malat who came on our show, and he helped the United States. And he's worried about now the heavily armed Taliban retaliating against people like his parents, because he actually did help the United States. It's just a disaster over there. Joe Biden screwed so many things up with his premature withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Yeah, we should definitely bring back on Fanu Malat so that he could talk about it. But you mentioned, Andrew, you said that he screwed it up and it's just a disaster in Afghanistan. That's just the beginning. I mean, as I started off saying, look at the conflict between China and Taiwan, Russia and the Ukraine. Joe Biden is talking to them and, oh yeah, they understand. No, they understand that you're weak and that they're going to do what they want to do. Do you actually think any one of these players would be doing this if Trump was in office? Look at North Korea. Look at how he put that little guy in his place, little Rocket Man. And people, oh, don't call him Rocket Man. He might go after us. And if you recall, Andrew, before Trump came into office, all of these big wigs, politicians, and celebritards said that we're going to be in World War III. We're going to war because of Trump. We never went to war. He kept us out of war. I want these people to be exposed, and they are being exposed. Look at Andrew Cuomo. But I want them all exposed. If John Durham could connect all of these dots the way I do it so masterfully on this show, it would be wonderful if he connected all the dots, exposing all of them, including Barack and Michelle Obama, because Michelle Obama had her hand in this whole Jesse Smollett deal. I spoke about this in the first hour, the trial. Michelle Obama had her hand in it. It is because of her that this trial is only now proceeding. Had she stayed out of it and Kim Fox done her job, they would have arrested Jesse and thrown him in jail. But instead, Michelle made a call to Kim Fox, or had someone to make a call to Kim Fox to squash it. Well, lo and behold, another judge came in and said, nope, we're not playing it this way. We want law and order. We're going to take him to court. We're bringing him to trial, and rightfully so. So I want someone like John Durham, to connect all the dots and expose all these people. But the more we get closer to it, you have the left throwing out something. We got to go after Jan 6. Just the other night, 60 Minutes had a woman on Reality Winner. That's actually her name, folks. Reality Winner. Reality, the first name. Winner, the last name. I remember when this story first came out, I'm thinking, what? Why are they talking about a reality winner? Well, that's her name. And she was charged with espionage. She spent 4 years in jail. She claimed that she had saw some information of Russia trying to meddle with the 2016 election. Now, of course, when people hear that, they immediately fall back on, we see that, we told you, Russia helped Trump win. But what they don't tell you is that when they looked at the information, they said that Russia did try to meddle. They tried to meddle with Trump's campaign and Hillary Clinton's campaign. And that was the attorney general at the time who came out and said this. But people have a short-term memory. They're not connecting the dots. And needless to say, the media won't explain it. They'll just keep saying she exposed or put out information showing that Russia did try to meddle with the 2016 election, and people will automatically assume that Russia helped Trump, but that had nothing to do with it. So what she did was wrong. It was espionage. She should have gone to jail, and she should have gone to jail for longer than the 4 years that she went. Now they want to try and rehabilitate her because they found out when she was in jail, she became a drug addict. She was cutting herself. Yes, there are drugs in the prison. So now they want to rehabilitate her and dress her up and put lipstick on a pig so that they can put her in front of a camera and she can then become a subject matter expert for CBS, NBC, MSNBC, or CNN. You see that? I connected the dots again. That's what they want to use her for, as a subject matter expert. So it starts first with the rehabilitation with her on 60 Minutes. With them singing a sad song, oh, the government did her so wrong. Oh, but look at what the government did to President Trump. They lied and cheated. They knew that there was no Russia collusion. The FBI knew. But you had people like Andy McCabe, James Comey, Lisa Page, and all these other nefarious players that were lying, saying that he did. James Clapper, all of them. Put them in one bucket. You have a bucket of misfits who don't care for the country. John Brennan. Where is John Brennan, by the way?
I don't know, but I hope he stays away.
Yeah, he's probably hiding because he probably knows that he's in the crosshairs of John Durham. So now it's time to hide. Andy McCabe. Giving back his pension from the government. Thanks to Merrick Garland. The man lied. Look at how these people get away with it. And they're all on the left. Now, some will say, yeah, but he was a Republican. He was a RINO. And RINO stands for fake Republican. And now they're all on the side of the Democrats, like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. Don't be fooled by these individuals. Don't be fooled. They'll say that, oh, I'm a Republican. I'm a conservative. Yeah, as long as they can get what they want done. And that's what it's about. But when you really look at it and look at who these people are, you will see that whom the people that they claim to be, they're far from that. And they don't care. So as I started this hour off, this 30 minutes rather, talking about China and Russia and the Olympics, we should not be going to the Olympics. Plain and simple.
Agreed. Rob, one more thing I'd like to talk about before our time is up is this story. A black couple sue real estate agency after their Bay Area home was valued at just $995,000, but $1.4 million when they removed all photos and asked for a white friend to pose as its owner for viewing with second expert. Here's the thing, though. When they got appraised at $995,000, when it was them pretending that they were selling their home, it was a different real estate company than the company that appraised it at $1.4 million with a white friend. So it seems to be that this lawsuit is over a whole lot of nothing. I've never heard of someone buying a home or selling a home and asking for the color of the skin of the homeowner before that. Have you heard that, Rob?
Well, I was in real estate, and partly of what they're saying is somewhat true, but you have to put it into context. Okay, because this is what happens. Like you said, they had one appraiser to come out, and he gave it an appraised value. And then they had another person to come out, and they had their white principals, and it came as another appraised value. Whenever you're appraising your home, you will get different appraisers to come out and assess the value of the home. And, you know, the appraisers are basing up on the other homes that are in the area. And as they always say, your home is your biggest investment. Okay. And when you buy a home, you're hoping that the value increases. Now, there are so many other things that I could go into here when we talk about this, and we'll have to do this in another show as to buying homes and this whole thing with white flight when blacks move into the neighborhoods. I want to talk about that, but I won't do it now just to address your question.
Wow, very informative. Thank you for that, Rob. Thank you all for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutloud.com. Who celebrated its fifth anniversary just this year. You can go to the website. It looks great. You can find all the shows and articles up on AmericaOutloud.com. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcast. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.